someone said to me earlier, there's so many things we do with our time. This is probably the most important thing we can do with our time. So I'm not sure when they're going to start calling state by state. But whatever time that is, I want, you know, I really want to encourage and be convincing in my argument that that this just makes an enormous difference, and specifically in their lives. And we have, you know, potential Supreme Court nominations coming up in the next term. You know, we've seen and heard what both Romney and Ryan have said about issues like Roe versus Wade. It's a potentially terrifying time if we don't have Obama in the White House.
Now, with going back to what you just mentioned about staying in line, I was reading an article that it is our right to stay in line even if it's past 9 o'clock where the polls close, that we are still allowed to vote. Is that correct?
That is, as far as what I understand, and I think it's been made fairly clear to me, if you have arrived at the polling place prior to closing, you have a right to vote. Do not let anyone dissuade you otherwise. Don't let any obstacle be thrown in your path. You know, it is the right of every American to show up at their polling place and cast their ballot. And it's important, if somebody is suggesting otherwise, that they find an election official. There should be somebody paying attention at every polling place in Iowa today and making sure that every American citizen has the right to cast their ballot. Been voting now a long time. It's really what I think is the most important election of our lifetime. There's too much at stake. This is an election about jobs and justice, and I just want everybody to know that tomorrow morning when they wake up that they had this opportunity to cast their ballot, and I think they'll feel incredibly great doing so. You know, I've met a lot of young people today who were voting for the first time, and they were so excited to participate in this democracy, and it's still thrilling, as many elections as I voted in, and I still love it. I feel incredibly privileged that I live in a country that allows me to have an opinion and let my voice be heard.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much, Sarah Jessica Parker, for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my great, great pleasure. Thanks so much.